Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 13. And I want to state before I read this that in my view, I believe that these words of Jesus were spoken to his church. Amen. And this is what he said to her. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I want to talk for just a little while tonight about the thought of letting your light shine. And again, as I said, the Lord speaking this to his church. In verse 14, he said, ye are the light of the world. And then he told them to let their light shine, to let it so shine before men that the end result would be that God would be glorified, that they may see your good works. And I know that we believe that salvation is by grace, completely, wholly by grace. We don't believe in salvation by works. But I'll tell you what I do believe in. I do believe in the proving of our salvation by works. And the Ephesian letter in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul in his writing there from verses 8 through 10, where he said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And so we do, when we are saved, the Lord does create in us the ability to do good works. Salvation is a creation. It's in the same way that God created us. He created our bodies. He created us physically. God is our creator. I believe that God is our creator. And our salvation is also a creation. Paul said we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Also, Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. And so we are spiritually created. Now that, that goes against what many people in the world today believe and have believed for a long time, because many people say, well, you know, based upon the fact that we're all created by God, many people say we're all God's children, but we're not. We're not God's children spiritually just because that he created us. We become his children by being created in Christ Jesus. And when we're created, then we are created unto good works, and God has ordained that we are to walk in them. So Jesus was saying here to his church, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And did you know that that's the only way that a person can really tell that we're saved? We are not justified before God by our works. The Bible plainly teaches us that. Paul plainly taught that. I believe you can find that recorded in Romans chapter 4, that we are not justified before God by our works, but the word justified means declared righteous. We are not declared righteous before God by our works, but we are before men. That's how they know. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. You see, they can't look at our heart. Only God can see that. Amen. You know, you can tell somebody that you've been saved, but the only way to prove your salvation is through your good works. And so that's how that we let our light shine, by those things that we do that God has created within us and ordained that we should do them. I want to share a few more scriptures with you. Obviously, as Jesus said here, his people are the light of the world. We evidently have within us the light of the Lord. Otherwise, it would have been a moot point for Jesus to have told us to let our light shine if we didn't have a light. So obviously we have the light of the Lord. And in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6, there's a verse that supports that. Paul said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so the Lord has placed that light within us when He saves us. He has shined in our hearts. And in Philippians chapter 2, and this may go along a little bit with the thought that was set forth this morning. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, the Apostle Paul writing to the Philippians, he said, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Lord, help us. Amen. What? The Bible tells us not to whine. It tells us not to complain. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. What is it that we read about in the scriptures that the Israelites were so prone to do? Murmured against God and against Moses, just cried and whined and complained. And I'll tell you what, folks, a child of God doesn't have anything to complain about. I mean, we complain. I know it's a fact. I know that we do, but we ought to be ashamed of ourselves because we don't have anything to complain about. So Paul said, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. I'm going to tell you something. No matter how dark the world gets around us, we have got to shine. We have got to let our light shine. And I'll get into this in just a little bit, but it's too costly, friends, if we don't. All right, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, Paul here does essentially the same thing that he did in the second chapter of Ephesians. You know what Paul did before he reminded them that they were saved by grace in that second chapter of Ephesians, before he told them, for by grace are you saved through faith, he reminded them that they had once been lost too. among whom also we all, he said, we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So he reminded them of what they had been before they were saved by grace. He reminded them of what they had become being saved by grace. And here he says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, he says, for ye were sometimes darkness. Any of you tonight remember being in spiritual darkness? That's where we were at when we were lost. We were in the darkness of sin. And he said, but now are ye light in the Lord. That's what we are. That's what God's children, that's what his church is. We are the light of the world. We were sometimes darkness, but now are we light in the Lord. And he said, walk as children of light. I want to ask you to turn with me to Acts chapter 26. I want to read here about what Jesus told Paul that he was to do. Acts chapter 26, beginning with verse 12, as Paul told of his conversion before Agrippa. He said, whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Now listen, but rise and stand up on thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of the things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. To turn them from darkness to light. Jesus once asked this question of his disciples. He said, if the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, this is something else that the scriptures tell us about the Lord's church. The apostle Peter said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. John wrote in his epistles in 1 John, John said, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, that we will have fellowship with God and that we'll have fellowship with one another. Now, you know, once that we have, once the Lord has shined that light into our hearts, just like the way that the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, when God has shined his light into our hearts, we are not to walk in the darkness anymore. In Romans chapter 6, I believe it is, Paul asked the question, he said, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We're not to live in what we have been freed from. You see, that, you know, that was wrong for Israel to want to do that, because, you know, every time they said that, you know, let's go back to Egypt, what were they saying? Let's go back to bondage. Let's go back to the bondage. But once we've been set free from that, we're not to go back. We are to walk in the light as He is in the light. And the blessings of God are upon us when we strive to do that. And we can be effective witnesses in the world when we strive to, as Jesus said, to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. And, you know, in ending this, this is the thought that I really wanted to try to convey tonight, is that I want to be a shining light. And I believe that you want to be a shining light. And, you know, we are living in a world that is filled with darkness. As I tried to say this morning, there's sin on every hand. And it just seems to be, you know, things seem to be getting worse and worse. And things seem to be getting darker and darker. And, you know, as Brother Dallas wrote, here a while back in his article, this has been written in a song, and what we don't need to do is we don't need to just let ourselves get used to the dark. We need to walk in the light of the Lord. And evidently, from what Jesus said, and this is the only way that I know how to take this, but evidently from what Jesus said, this light that is in us, obviously, it takes some effort for it to shine, because he said, let your light so shine before men. Let it happen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Don't have that light up under a bushel. Don't have it hidden, but let it shine. Let us pray that God will help us, that the world around us will be able to see the Lord in our lives. That we will shine as lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Now, from day to day, and let's remember this, from day to day, we are around people. We're around people, at our jobs. We're around people, oftentimes in social events. We are around people every day that are in darkness. They're in darkness. And if we don't let our light shine, that's where they'll continue to be. They won't see anything in us if we don't let them see it. If we don't put forth the effort for them to see it. Wouldn't you like to be a help to them? Wouldn't you like to be a help to those that are around you that are in darkness? Wouldn't you like to be somebody that someone else may approach nigh unto and say, you know what, I've noticed that there's just something different about you. I'm convinced that if you and I have to go around telling everybody, I'm a Christian, there's something wrong. There's something bad wrong. Jesus said, if you let your light shine, they'll see it. If you let your light shine, they will see our good works, and they'll glorify our Father, which is in heaven. So we need to be that city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Bowling Green, Kentucky. The residents of Bowling Green, Kentucky, they need to look at Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about us, the church. They need to look at Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, and they need to say, that church is a shining light in our community. Those people that go there, they're shining lights. I'll tell you what, I've experienced this in my life, and I'll tell you what, it doesn't do a thing for your church if your neighbor knows where you go to church and where what church you're a member of. It doesn't do a thing for your church if you live like a dog before them. I have known people in my life that told me where they went to church, and after I saw their lifestyle, I thought, you should have never told me that. You should have just been quiet about that, because you really brought your church down. We need to be that shining light that the Lord left us here to be. If the church doesn't shine, who will? I mean, if Jesus said to the church, you're the light of the world, if the church doesn't shine, who's going to shine? If the light that's in us is darkness, what's the end result of that? How great is that darkness? Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And we need to let the Lord shine through us. Now, I'm going to do something here tonight, because the Lord put this on my heart. And we're going to all, perhaps here for a little while tonight, we're going to feel like children, but that's okay. We need to get a little bit more humble every once in a while. I want to ask everybody to come up, if you would. I want to ask Sister Susan Collins to come up.